Well, hello.
Let me start by saying what a privilege it is to be sharing this meditation with you on Christmas Eve. I'm very grateful. And if you're watching the video, you'll see I especially worn a Christmas jumper for this purpose. So let me say Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. O Holy Night. Of course, it's a holy night because God is holy. And as it says in 1 Peter 1:16, be holy because I am holy. But it's also that Jesus is holy. And the holy night idea is that the Holy of Holies, Jesus, has come to earth. Emmanuel has come to earth. In Acts 3:14, it says, talking about Jesus, you disowned the holy and righteous one, and you asked for a murderer to be released to you instead. So holy not only means pure, but it means separate, and it means special. So the song celebrates the first coming of Jesus. And since there are two holy nights in this song, I thought I would compare and contrast the first holy night, Jesus' first coming, with another holy night to come on this planet, his second coming. The Bible is very clear about the differences between the two holy nights, and sometimes we don't see this as clearly as we should. But the writer of Hebrews names this the resurrection of the dead, as they put it, as one of the basics of the faith in Hebrews 6. So I'd like to look for a few minutes at the differences between the holy first coming and the holy second coming. The first thing I want to look at is the manner of his entrance. In John 1:10, it says he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. So his first coming, the world did not recognize him. Another example, in Luke 2:7, it says she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So his first coming was invisible, the first holy night. The second holy night to come? Well, there are many verses. I'll pick one. I'll pick 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So the first coming is about the birth of an unknown baby. The second coming is the arrival of the King. So the second thing I want to bring to you is how visible it will be. The first one, God was hidden in a human form. It says in John 1:14, the world became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Compare that with Revelation 1:7, when it says, look, he is coming on the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of this earth will mourn because of this. So shall it be. Amen. So his first coming was invisible. His second coming will be very, very visible. So the third thing is the timing. We know exactly when the first coming happened. We celebrate it on the 25th of December, although scholars will tell you it was probably a day in September that this actually happened. But it did happen. And it was announced. For example, in Luke 2:10, it says, the angel said to him, do not be afraid, I bring you good news. It will cause great joy for all people. So his birth was announced. Compare that to his second coming when it says, and this is from Matthew 24:36, but about that day or hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven know this, not the Son, but only the Father. So his second coming will be, timing-wise, unknown. The next thing is his purpose. When Jesus first came, his job was to save us from the sin and die on the cross. He did many wonderful things. He healed many, many people. He left fantastic teachings, but his purpose was to die. This is from Matthew 1:24, where it says, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So his first coming had that purpose. But his second coming, that second holy night, it has a different purpose. His first purpose is to save. His second is to rule and reign. This is from Isaiah 9:6, where it says, "And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the greatness of his government and the peace of that will be no end." He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So it's visible to all. The timing is announced. It has a different purpose. And the next thing is there's a move from a humble few to a magnificent multitude. His first coming, she wrapped him. This is from Luke 2:7. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room. I mentioned that already. It's a humble birth. What's to come, though, is the arrival, the magnificent arrival of the king. From Matthew 24:3, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations to the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds in the sky with power and great glory. Mark puts it like this in Mark 13:26. Then he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, and the earth, the ends of the earth, and of all of heaven. So his first coming is all about the great joy of the good news, but his second coming is all about the gathering of the elect and the judgment day to come. Well, I hope you like that contrast of the two holy nights. I want to leave you with some verses from Revelation that describe that day, and it's quite sobering. This is from Revelation 6:15, where it says this, "Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, they hid in caves and among the rocks in the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of God.'" That is the second holy night to come. So as we celebrate his first coming tomorrow, can I ask you also in your thoughts and prayers to celebrate his second coming? When it says in Philippians, "At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess he is the King of glory." Father, as we finish this meditation now, I want to pray for myself and anyone who's listening, that as we go into the final days of the celebration of your first coming, we would pause, smile, put a hand on our heart, and say we love you and we look forward to your second coming. I want to finish with the last verse in Revelation, where Jesus says, "Yes, I am coming soon." And after that, the response is, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Thank you for listening.